Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with zero qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs and I'm joined by Harry and Lydia. Hello, hello, hello. Yang,
hello. How we doing? Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing? We all good? We all good?
We all good?
We good, we good.
It's
we good.
Easter Monday today. He has risen.
The man has arrived.
Jesus has morning wood. Let's go.
Oh my God. You can't say that. That's illegal.
Is it? I mean, if any day of the year is going to be illegal, technically today is the illegal day.
If Jesus is like all men, then he must have hard cock when he wake up.
Oh my God, the Christians are spinning in their graves. What are you saying? You can't talk about Jesus like that.
I think you're implying all the Christians are dead.
They're all dead. Sorry. It's a lovely bank holiday Monday today, and it's a 4-day weekend. Thank you, Jesus.
What is a day off? What is a weekend?
Well, that's the thing. I was saying this the other day, like when you work freelance, bank holidays really lose their shine, don't they? They don't really, it's just, they don't really mean anything
not
anymore.
For all Harry boys, a fucking salaried
worker. I'm loving
worker.
It. I'm like, this is great. I still feel like it's Sunday. I'm on like that weird Sunday, like Saturday felt like Sunday. Sunday now feels like Sunday. Monday now feels like Sunday.
Every
I'm
day is
so
Sunday.
So confused.
Do you not feel like a hybrid boy though? Because you're obviously like salaried at Yogs, but also you do, you're like, You stream, right? So are you going to stream today?
And is you're working today.
Yeah, probably.
This is working.
I mean, to be honest,
this is working.
Just most days I'm doing something that anyone could consider work. So yeah, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really... You know, I take a day off and I just stream, so it doesn't really make a difference.
I kind of feel
to me.
Like this isn't work to me. Like the podcast.
Yeah, it feels...
It's just hanging out.
Yeah.
I think
it's
more just
what opportunity to just catch up and hang out as mates.
Pretty much.
Yeah, when I say work, I do use it in the loosest term possible. Like, it's not really work. It's just a bit
Do you know what's really weird? Because I used to go to a lot of insomnias and they always land on bank holiday weekends.
Mm.
I haven't actually had that many bank holiday weekends where I'm not like either at, you know, back seeing my like, you know, family or at a convention. So yesterday I was like, oh, you know, it's Sunday. This is great. I'm just going to go to the shops and I'm going to buy loads of food and then I'll do a big cook.
Oh, that's
like,
wholesome.
It's fucking Easter Sunday. Everywhere is closed.
I just walked
out of my house and was like, oh, nowhere is like, I just kept walking. I was like, why is nowhere open?
But sure, it's Sainsbury's and Tesco nope. and stuff. No?
Nah, it's kind of like Christmas Day. Like everywhere's just shut.
Which is great. You know, I'm glad everyone gets a day off. But I was also like, wait, what? How am I just finding this out?
So what did
but
you
my
eat?
My capitalism.
I just went to, unfortunately, restaurants are open. So I was like, oh, fine. But I had that hampering for, you know, it's like a big day off, all quiet. I was like, oh, this is the time to just cook. And then...
Oh, yes, I know that feeling. Well, I always love to cook my
love to cook those beans. God damn, love to cook the beans.
You see how many times we were tagged in that fucking giant bean meme?
I know. Oh, my God. People keep sending it. They're still sending it to me. I got one literally this morning.
Oh, yeah, the big bean. I've been tagged in that 8 trillion times.
Yes,
Thank you. I like the people tagged us and stuff like that.
I love it. That's our legacy, you know? When we're dead under the ground with the Christians, that people will remember us.
With the
giant bean memes.
Did we talk about that fest hole thing where there was something about getting pegged and shitting yourself and I got tagged in it 5 times?
And I don't
know about that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. There's a tweet by Fest Hole. I'm trying to find it. Okay. Fest Hole is like a anonymous, like, it's a Twitter account where you can like anonymously confess stuff.
Yeah.
So this
one
is. Said,
I don't know how many of them I believe. So I don't know how many of them I
believe. So many of them are fake, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, they're so, most of them are so fake. But this one said, begged my girlfriend for months to peg me with a strap on. She finally agreed. I shat the bed while she was ramming me. She was sick over my back when she pulled out. We haven't touched each other since. Pretty sure she's going to leave me. Got tagged in it in 5 times.
That makes it look like it's you. That's
it's
like
you. I know. It's your face.
I know.
I actually do
Zero
know
Degrees
someone.
Fans, please.
You're ruining my career.
I actually know someone that genuinely happened to.
Oh fuck! That
oh
is
my
just,
god!
But
what,
the other way. But the
galore?
Other way. Not the. Oh wait, sorry. Not pegging. Butt sex.
Shit!
There was poop, and then he threw up all over her back.
So, that's so fucking funny. It's so fucked up.
It's so fucking grim. Not me, just to be clear. This isn't a, you know, one of those. I'm not doing a fess hole contribution.
I'm winking and nudging. It's a podcast, so you have to say these things. I'm winking,
wink,
I'm nudging.
Nudge. It's not me.
The thing is, I feel like that wouldn't be like a split up situation. That would be like a bonding, like, we can never split up and be with anyone else because this is such a fucked up thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, we have to be together now. We've had like this weird experience together. Like,
it was
this
a
horrible, traumatic thing. Wait, was that? Sorry, did it say it was a one night stand?
It was a one night stand. This wasn't
oh,
a relationship.
No.
This was
oh,
the
no.
first time they ever had sex.
Oh, that's a fucking nightmare.
And then I think she robbed him. I know this keeps what? Getting weirder and weirder and
sorry,
weirder.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Sorry.
Wait, maybe she didn't rob him. Maybe the friend did. So two girls went up to this hotel
robbed
room.
Him or robbed him?
Robbed, as in took
I
his wallet.
I thought you said rubbed him.
Robbed like, him after that. Now's the time. You're
now's
definitely
the
in the
time.
Mood now.
He needs to reach completion.
Yeah. It's like the most fucked up thing. And I'm fairly certain this happened. My sources are reliable. And yeah, it is. The whole thing is just the most batshit crazy story I've ever heard. But yeah.
So what did they rob him of?
I think the friend took his wallet and they legged it. So yeah.
I mean, when you're covered in someone else's DNA evidence, this doesn't feel like a great... Great play.
I mean, what's the police going to chase him down and, I don't know, sick down on your back? Let me test the sick. I need to
no,
test
he's
the
got,
sick.
He's got her poo-poo on.
Oh, no.
God. Why are we starting to off like this? God damn.
Change the subject. My God. It's horrific.
We're 7 minutes in and we haven't done a hangover update, yeah. But I think it's because we all know, hopefully, no one here is hungover.
Oh, we're fresh.
I'm faint.
Fresh Good. As a bloody daisy.
Look at that.
I went to a wedding. I went to your barbecue as soon as I got back from the wedding. No hangover for any of them.
Oh my God.
Boom.
What's your secret? How are you doing that?
He's an alcoholic.
No. The secret for the wedding was I ate cheese, so I got to have a tactical wedding break.
Jesus Christ. I wish I never asked. Oh God.
And then like, I think because I had some drinks at the wedding when I went to your barbecue, I just didn't get drunk.
No, you had that baseline already there. Yeah.
I think usually the thing is we go out and drink and don't eat.
We don't eat.
As soon as you're eating and drinking, I'm just like, this is fucking so easy.
Yeah,
this
is fine.
I could be like professional at this.
Oh my God. I'm just looking at, so on the Reddit, someone did a 0 degrees podcast bingo.
Oh,
and
fuck.
We'll see how many we've mentioned already. So these are so good. Whoever did this, thank you.
We should get this like on the site. Get this linked on the site so people can find it easily.
Yes.
Wait, what's this?
So it's someone made a 0 degrees.
I'm gonna see if I can add that right
bingo.
Now.
Oh yeah.
So already we've got alcohol is mentioned, obviously.
Quite late though, actually. No, was it late?
Pegging
no.
update. We did talk about pegging, so that kind of counts.
Yeah.
Talk about sex. We just spoke about sex. Talked about food. We just spoke about food a bit. Massive beans. Yeah, we've already covered like 5 of these, and we've only been recording for like 8 minutes.
It's good. It's good. I like it. I like that the podcast is. Look, we're on it with the content reusableness. That's what's really what makes a good podcast. Lots of references in jokes, repeating content.
It's very sad there's a square in there for each of us that is us as hungover.
Very hungover. Lydia hungover. Rap hungover.
All right, I'm adding it to the website. If you wanna see the bingo board and you can't find it easily, I'm adding it to our little zoo, pickaxe.uk/0degrees.
Yeah.
And people can find it there.
And play along as you listen. I love someone mispronounces something. That's so us. Like, just don't fucking say anything.
Do they manage to speak good. Words? No. No, they don't.
Absolutely fucking not.
Mm. Oh, that's good. That's good.
But to break one of these, which is question... wait, no. No question is answered within 20 minutes. Do you want to get into a question?
Yeah.
Just fucking jump in.
Do you know what? We had some very positive feedback in the YouTube comments. I've been reading the YouTube comments. Yeah. Some lovely engagement. People saying, we don't mind it when you ramble and talk. And I was like, that's great. it's great that you don't mind it.
it's nice having a little catch up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because contrary to what you believe on this podcast, we don't go out as much as we used to.
No.
So this is like,
that's such a crazy statement. From the outlook of this podcast, we are just mentally out all the time.
Yeah.
But I think
we're
go
really
out at different
not.
Times. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. We don't overlap as much as we used to.
Yeah.
No, we used to go out all the time.
Podcasts are great time for a little catch up, little chit chat.
We do have loads of pretty good questions. We've been stacking up a good backlog of questions now, though.
Yeah, you guys have been sending some quality stuff. That primo cut, the Gucci.
I know what that's you've hyped it up too much now. it's okay.
The question's gonna blow your mind.
No, they're not that great. We could do some more of those ones though, some absolute mind blowers. But
MI5 want these questions.
These are not that great, but they're pretty good. There's some pretty damn good questions. I'm happy with them. Okay, shall I kick us off?
Sure.
Hello, Barry, Bidia, and Babs. I have a question for you. These three directors have approached each of you to do a biopic about your individual lives.
Ooh.
The directors are Quentin Tarantino, director of Pulp Fiction or Kill Bill, Wes Anderson, director of Grand Budapest Hotel or Fantastic Mr. Fox, and Christopher Nolan, Inception or Interstellar. Who is picking what director to make a film about their lives and why? Loving the pod. Keep up the great work.
Can I just say, this is such a good fucking question. I love this question.
Firstly, I don't feel like any of our lives are that interesting enough to warrant
Pulp Fiction written all over me. I am constantly snorting heroin and needing adrenaline shots. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know if you want Tarantino lids.
I mean,
it's just going to be a million feet shots.
Lots of drugs.
Samuel L. Jackson is going to be there. Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be there dating a 12-year-old saying
like
the N-word a
lot. I won't lie, Lydia. I feel like Christopher Nolan can do the drama of your leg justice.
Yeah.
The like fucking tension moments
you
next to staircases and just zooms in and loud music from Hans Zimmerman.
Bone
as you just stand at the top of a staircase.
Okay. All right. I can see that. Because I was going to say, he's the one I'm least drawn to. I've just actually, interestingly timed question, I've just been watching a lot of Quentin Tarantino. So heart is drawn to him.
It would be very bloody. Your leg would be a very bloody affair to Quentin Tarantino.
It would just get shot off. There'd be like a little stub and then I'd do a line of coke and get stuffed into the back of a car or something. You know, it'd be great. My heart also loves Wes Anderson. I fucking love Wes Anderson movies.
I'd say these are three of my favourite directors.
Yeah, these are top picks.
All of their movies are fucking amazing. It's hard. Okay, Lydia can have Quentin Tarantino then. Ravs, who are we chopping it up?
Oh, God, it's tough, isn't it? I think I'd like Nolan. I think Nolan would be a fun one.
Yeah? You get Murphy to do a little Ravs?
Oh, I don't want him, though.
What? What?
He's fucking amazing.
He's great.
I don't like him. He's got a weird face.
Oh, shut up. He's got a lovely face.
What the fuck?
What
Wait,
the fuck
pause.
Is wrong with you?
What the fuck, dude?
There's something weird about him, man. I don't like him.
I think he's insanely attractive.
I think he's really hot.
What?
Yeah.
He's fucking crazy.
It's Cillian Murphy, right?
Cillian
Murphy, my bad. I think he's really hot. I think he's got a really interesting, like, unique, like his interesting bone structure. He's got really beautiful eyes.
I mean, the
I
thing is, he's
going to
be in the movie.
Later.
He's going to be in the movie playing someone else because he's in every fucking Christopher Nolan movie. Him and Christopher Nolan are basically like best buds now.
He can play you, Harry.
He'll play me in your movie.
In my movie, yeah.
Fuck, that just makes me so hard. That's so good. Thank you, Ravs.
You're welcome.
I think he's great. I'm violently offended at your disgust.
I don't know what it is. I think he's a great actor, but there's something about him. I usually like a nice bone structure. I love cheekbones, but there's something about Cillian Murphy, Cillian Murphy, whatever the fuck his name is.
We should do this. We should figure out who of their like regular, because each of these people have quite like regular participants in their movies, right?
Yeah.
So wait, let's start with Lydia, because Lydia, we've nailed it on Quentin Tarantino. Who is playing each three of us in a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Oh my God. Okay.
About so your life.
Okay, so what the Quentin Tarantino actors that he always uses are...
It's the German guy. I want to be the German guy.
Yeah, what's his
the
name?
The German guy.
What, Christoph Waltz?
Christoph Waltz, he's fucking amazing.
Samuel Jackson playing
me would be so bad. It wouldn't work.
That would be really... Wait, who else? I'm trying to think. There's Leonardo DiCaprio, Samuel Jackson.
I guess Ralph's going to be DiCaprio.
Yeah, okay.
What? No, I don't want to be DiCaprio.
What the fuck is going on? All of my like favorite Hollywood stars, and you're just like, I fucking hate these guys. I fucking hate these people.
I love Leonardo DiCaprio, but... My man's a bit creepy.
But he's a great actor.
He's a great
on
actor.
On camera, fine. Off camera, nightmare.
This is just, on camera, good times. Brad Pitt's in Inglourious Basterds. Any other ones?
He's in Hollywood one.
Oh, yeah, he's in Hollywood. So he's in a couple.
I guess Margot Robbie. Who have you got as female?
I've got to be Uma Thurman, right? I have to be Uma Thurman.
What an honor.
We both have massive feet. Like, come on, I was born for that role.
So what?
We both have massive feet, I said.
Is she high on Wiki Feet?
Oh, she's got to be. She's got to be.
Uma Thurman.
Do you have a higher rating than Uma Thurman?
I'd probably not, to be honest. The way that...
She is a 4-star rating, 4.1 stars that says nice feet.
Okay, wait, what am I? Lydia Yogscast Wiki Feet. Here we go. I am... Hello! Oh, wait, what is that? It just says nice feet. 4.1, I think.
Yeah, it's like 4.1-ish.
So we're the same.
That's what I would say that is.
Okay, all right. Okay, I've got the same level of feet as Uma. Well,
What shoe size are you?
I'm an 8 and she's a 9, so she's a bit bigger than me. And I look up, I respect that in her. I do have a bit of a crush on Uma Thurman, so I'll be Uma Thurman. And I could be, can I be Kill Bill Uma Thurman? Can I be badass Uma Thurman, please?
Well, you are going to have to fall down some stairs, so...
I guess we can make that cool.
We can make that cool.
Okay, all right. Really like slow pan and...
Okay,
you know.
So we've got... What was it? I'm... Christoph Waltz. Just such terrible casting. I'm not German and I'm not that intelligent. Ravs is... Brad Pitt, do you want to be inside Leonardo DiCaprio.
He doesn't want to be DiCaprio. I would love if DiCaprio played me. That's fine.
He gets his second Oscar.
I love that. Incredible.
You know what? Yeah, sign me up. Put Leo in.
All right, okay. Leo then. And I'm Uma.
Okay, I guess I'm taking Wes Anderson then.
Okay, hold a sec. Who is that actor? Oh, Adrian Brody is in loads of Wes Anderson movies. You are so Adrian Brody. You're like a brother from another mother.
Yeah, okay, I'll do Adrian Brody. Although, I guess, could Rouse be like Bill Murray? Bill Murray always turns up in Wes Anderson movies.
Oh my God, that is actually perfect. I think Wes Anderson might be the one that we fit best.
For Willem Dafoe.
Oh my God, Willem Dafoe would be great as well. Who's playing Lids?
Who's that kind of scary woman? Tilda Swinton.
Wow.
Yes. Fuck yes.
What an honor.
Okay. I love that.
I feel like it's like Grand Budapest Hotel, but it's just the Yogscast building.
Yes.
It's just about my time as head of network, just trying to corral this place. I feel like that'd be amazing. That would honestly be amazing.
I want that movie to exist. I'm imagining it so aesthetically pleasing. It'd be all very like orangey.
It's just Wes Anderson typical, you know.
Yes.
Everything's square, it's all symmetrical, it's all brightly coloured. It's not how it is in real life.
No, it's not. Oh my God, that'd be so good. I think Grand Budapest Hotel is one of my favourite movies. Like every movie he does just fucking knocks it out of the park. He's so talented. Such a good fucking actor. I love him.
Yeah, I love that movie so much. It's fucking great.
Okay, so we got that
Nolan
one.
Ravs, Christopher Nolan. I mean, oh my God, Ravs, you could be acted by Christian Bale.
He loves a bit of fucking character work as well, doesn't he?
He's like, I'm gonna become Scottish. He gets Scottish citizenship. I'm gonna regrow up in Glasgow. He goes to like your school in Glasgow. Yeah.
He starts streaming. Where's he from? Isn't he like I Welsh or English? He's from somewhere.
I thought he was American.
He's from Wales.
Is he?
Yeah, it's basically Scotland.
Bale is a really Welsh name.
Same shit. So yeah, I'll live in Scotland. He'd be
I want Harry to be played by Michael Caine.
I love that your younger friend has been played by Michael Caine. I'm just so southern English, Ravs.
You do sound like him. So.
I'm just down here, but it's a little bit Cockney.
Oh my god!
I'm picturing Michael Caine with like long fucking brown hair,
just wearing his wig, just wearing this wig and a hat.
Yeah, wearing a bleb hoodie. Yes.
Drinking a cider.
Hoodie. Oh my god! Yes.
Oh my god! Who do you be leads? Who's his go to female leads?
Yeah, who does he have? Apparently, he has. I'm looking it up now.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh wow.
Could be a little bit of Anne. I think I like Anne. She's
that's not bad. I mean,
she's a bit all right, isn't she?
No, she's great.
Fuck yeah, I'd happily be her. All right, yeah, I'll take Anne. I'll be Anne.
I feel like she'd be such a lovely you.
Oh,
you'd do it really lovely.
Thank you, lovely Lydia.
Yeah, she'd be a lovely Lydia.
Oh, thank you so much, Harry. That means a lot to me.
It would be a dark. I feel like Chris Redondo is always such dark topics. I don't know what, like, you know. I feel like Ravs's life's quite happy. Was it all about the window washing? Is that it? Is it all
it would be all about washing windows?
And me and Lydia just aren't involved. we're just there for the trailer. The 1 minute at the end.
No,
where,
you guys
like,
at the end when I finally start streaming and move to Bristol. Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking hell, Ravs. Congratulations, mate. This weird like accent that you're like, okay, he's doing.
No, it's just us sat at the pub and you look over a bench and I nod at you at the end of the dark night.
Nice.
That's the only clip that's used in the trailer. It's all the rest is just Christian Bale in Scotland washing windows.
What about if it's like Memento, but it's Ravs's lactose intolerance and it's like he keeps forgetting and eating cheese and stuff. He keeps getting violent diarrhea.
Christian Bale's like, I'm going to become lactose intolerant. He's cheese till it makes him ill.
They injected this thing in me. It makes me lactose intolerant. Test it. Pour the milk in my mouth.
Oh my god, okay, yeah, we nailed it. We absolutely fucking nailed it. That's perfect.
Those are just three of my favorite directors. What a great selection. Whoever sent that in, you've nailed that.
That was a great question.
That was good. That was a fun one.
That was lovely.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
I am looking for a house, but I don't have any money. What's your favorite get-rich-quick scheme that requires 0 degrees? Some of my personal favorites are drop shipping courses, multi-level marketing schemes, and good old pyramid schemes.
Ooh. Oh, I mean, they're all horrible scams.
They're
which
terrible.
Which means you are certainly going to get rich quick. I feel like something that I've, you know, we've missed out on slightly is the whole like mega TikTok grift of being like a kind of lifestyle influencer. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, and that selling. Kind of just like,
completely fake all your bank numbers, you know, bank account numbers, just pretend that you're just living this crazy life and just get people to pay you money to just kind of learn and then just be horribly misogynist or something, you know?
We basically Andrew Tate, essentially.
Andrew Tate, but like all the little spawn children that are like him that exist.
Yeah, you mean Aiden Ross and Sneeko.
All of these horrible, horrible people.
Horrible
right?
cunts. Yeah.
Like it truly is like the lowest common denominator winning. And you know what? If you need cash quick, I'm sure that it's making bank for them.
They're making bank. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, what is multi-level marketing schemes? Is that the thing where women like message you and go, hey, hon, is it like MLM hunts? What are they called?
So
like,
oh, yeah.
You buy MLM. A lot of product and then basically you just...
like Herbalife and shit. Right?
Yeah. It's all about you getting involved in a company to then... It is a pyramid scheme, basically.
It's a pyramid scheme, right? Only the person at the top actually makes any fucking money and everyone else is just like drip fed
there. The underlings get a little drip of money.
Yeah, a tiny drip. Little slurp.
I'm trying to think like when I was like, you know, 14 or 15, what were like the get rich quick schemes then on the internet? Because I don't feel like you only had drop shipping then. You didn't really have, it wasn't really like widely spoken about. Do you know what I mean?
People would be like, do like hustler stuff, right? They'd be like, learn how I made my money by signing up to my course on how to make money. And people would sign up for it and the guy would make tons of money, but then no one would learn how to make any money because they get...
It's fucking mental that still works.
Yeah.
You can just say, I've made loads of money and then click here, I have to learn how. And people will just fucking fall for it.
It never fucking dies, does it? I reckon it will still be happening in years and years to come. It's like the whole fucking diet, selling like diet culture sort of style. Like every year in January, there will be these like has-been celebrities who come out with their fitness plan, which is $20 a month. And there's nothing new in it that you couldn't find by Googling like diet and exercise. Yet somehow they still make all this money just feeding off, I guess it's feeding off people's insecurities, right? So, and that is something that is like eternal. People are always going to, you know, want that kind of thing. And it's the same with these guys selling this dream about being an alpha male or whatever. It's just feeding on people's insecurities.
It's not a dream though, Lydia. I can make it a reality.
I can actually make it
these
real.
20 easy steps.
Yeah. But it's all just bullshit. But it just, it's crazy. It will probably always be around in some kind of capacity. I saw something recently, someone was talking about money hack. What PewDiePie's doing at the moment. Have you seen with his Twitch?
Yeah, he's doing York Cinema.
He's doing York Cinema.
He's fucking,
Everyone,
I was reading the Dextero article. At least in the comments of the Dextero article, people were like, "What? Yorkscast have been doing this for like 5 years. we've been doing this for actually maybe longer, like 7.
Yeah,
a long time.
Fucking ages. But yeah, he's not doing any extra work. He's just got... Wait, so if I go on to his...
Also, what? He's unbanned on Twitch now? Question mark?
I guess he must be because he's live literally 24 hours a day.
I think it's... I mean, I thought it was a good idea when we did it. I think it's a great idea for him. Like, I reuse your back catalogue, get people... Especially like watch parties, right? People get to watch it together and chat about the video and reminisce.
Well, it's fresh. Like, yeah, that's going to do so well for him.
Yeah,
eventually it'll die down, but
I think it's a good idea. Like that's reusing what you already have, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. I looked at some point and they had like, I think when he first put it live, he was getting like hundreds of subscribers or whatever, and it was like, yeah, I mean, he's just got it playing. He doesn't have to do anything. Like I'm sure he's just paying someone to what's the word?
Like, just rent a virtual machine, just stream from there. Done.
Like, is that how it works?
Yeah, be like literally like 50 quid a month.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a little money hack. So if you want to become one
if you're one of the biggest YouTubers
in the world.
That's an easy
honestly,
way of doing it.
I feel like you could like the amount of like scam, how to get big on YouTube, like we are now living in the age of like the professional YouTube advisor. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I see it so much on Twitter, like
my
thread on why Mr. Beast is the greatest kind of creator ever, and if you really like this, pay £5 a month to sign up to my newsletter. And it's like, what? Like, what are you? Yeah. What the fuck? Like, I don't know. Feels a lot like snake oil salesman.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I suppose we're in the era now of AI, like ChatGPT. You could probably like somehow make money off of ChatGPT if you were asking it the right things, right?
Yeah.
You probably get like a job that you could just be like, ChatGPT, what do I do?
How do I do this? Well, I mean, like, there used to be services, right, where you could pay people to like write your essays and stuff, whereas now...
I honestly think a
program can do it.
I reckon if you were running like 7 different Fiverr businesses, you could probably do pretty well. Like a lot of Fiverr businesses, you could probably, there's a lot of AI art that's just on Fiverr, you know, a lot of like just writing stuff, or you could just do AI on Fiverr. You honestly, we get most of it done like easy.
Now let's travel into the shadow realms, shall we, of other ways you can make quick money.
Drug dealer. All right, what?
If you are an artist, you could cater to certain communities of art who seem to have an endless pool of money.
I don't know if that's still profitable.
Is it not?
I feel like it's quite a saturated market now. Like, it used to not be. Like
people have caught on.
Yeah,
I'm talking about, like, furry porn and stuff.
Oh, you name it, Lydia, whatever, yeah. People want it, they'll be drawn.
If you want it, it's there. Okay.
I know that used to be bank, but I don't know if it is still.
It's not as banky anymore.
No, I think the thing is, basically, the big names came out of it, right? And they're like now making absolute bank. But now there's so many like little artists trying to make it happen. Like,
I think
being like a commission-based artist online is still fucking rough as shit. That's not a quick money hack.
Okay, then what about
drawing porn is certainly the best bit though. Like, that's the best
selling
money.
Your grippers, sell your feet pics.
Oh, get yourself on WikiFeet, the collaborative celebrity feet website.
But Ravs, I'm a man. Okay, shave your feet.
Shave
make
those
them look all
feet.
Nice.
Get a little
mani pedi going. Oh, just a pedi, I guess, if you need the toes right. And then just sell those shits.
How much do you reckon you could actually make if you were just like, boom, today I'm going to be a drug dealer? How much do you actually reckon? Like, right now, I'm starting with, you know, very little expertise apart from smoking a bit of weed in my life. And I'm just like, cool, I've got £1,000. I'm going to start being a drug dealer. How much do you reckon I could fucking make?
Well, first,
what drug are
you
going to
get the drugs?
There's a lot of stumbling blocks to even get going, right? It's not like, I guess I have to order it off the dark web and just pre-G that I don't get caught.
Or you find a contact connections or something.
And then what, I have to divvy it up?
What are you spending your grand on, Harry?
I don't know, like... Is it easy to just buy a gun?
A corky or maybe?
I think I'll just buy a gun. And then, I don't know. I mean, this is it. What I'm saying is drug dealing is quite hard and we should give respect to our drug dealers.
It's quite complicated. Not endorse you to
it's
be
a complicated
a dealer,
business, okay?
I wouldn't know where to start, you know?
But like, what's your profit margin? Like,
I don't know. I wouldn't know where to begin. How would I sell it? Hello, excuse me. See, ma'am, you're looking to party? You're looking to party? Like, do you just go up to say that in Waitrose? I don't understand. Like, where does it, I don't know how
I love that your first pitch is you're going to be the drug dealer of Waitrose.
Well, come on.
An untapped market.
Well, exactly right. It's got to be a lot of middle-class mums who are bored out of their fucking minds, who just want a little bit of...
Oh, and you specialize in selling all these like old, you know, no longer manufactured drugs that they maybe remember from their like childhood.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like Quaaludes or whatever. And
oh,
you
my
just...
God, Quaaludes.
Oh, you can't get Quaaludes anymore, right?
Yeah,
they're
so you
gone.
Have to like, you know, Lydia's hunting them down. She's flying to like Venezuela to the one Quaalude factory
and
that still
smuggling
exists.
Them back. Up my ass. Yeah, okay. That's my plan.
If it's me, I'm peddling Viagra outside a garden centre.
What, because all the old men who go
gardening? That is fucking genius.
Can't get it up? Yeah. Okay.
You get like a little marketing banner, a little branded T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You get like a little logo.
But you can just get Viagra from the doctor.
No,
yeah, but
you're
selling it when
they need a Jeffy.
Also,
right,
because
they get so horny
doing...
at the garden centre.
There's
so, they need it
so
right
much
then.
Totty about.
Right. Yeah. You know Mabel's looking nice today. Okay, I got you.
Damn,
I got
Mabel.
You.
She got on that sundress.
Oh, honey. Okay, that's our niches. That's good then. You've got to carve out a niche. You've got to buy low, sell high, and you've got to have a gun. And now
get a gun. Hopefully, at some point.
That's how you do it. That's how you don't think successful.
I think I almost wish we could task box it. And just like, can we be drug dealers for a day? And I just, what I'm saying is, I think it's quite hard.
I think it would be impossible for us.
Maybe if we like contact like Channel 4 and the government and be like, can we film this informative educational content?
Yeah, to not be a drug dealer. It's the greatest advertisement to not be a drug dealer. Like, shit's fucking hard, yo. Just go drop ship. Just go do some drop shipping.
Just do fucking drop ship, mate. Don't bother with drugs.
I mean, more criminal organizations nowadays are just doing like scams, right? Online scams, credit card fraud and shit like that. It's like the real, that's where the illegal money's really gone nowadays.
Fucking scam. They're the scum of the earth. People that like scam people, like,
yeah.
I just hate them so much. The fucking, I mean, a lot of the stuff we've been talking about is pretty awful, to be fair. But that especially just really grinds my gears when people like scam, especially like vulnerable people and older people that just don't understand. It's like,
yeah, it's really horrible.
It's the fucking, it's like, worst.
No humanity left outside the garden center.
You are the worst.
But yeah, I mean, I guess any one of those, dear listener, could get you making bank in no time. We've given
legal reasons. We don't endorse any of the illegal activity we've just discussed.
Yeah,
we don't also
don't
endorse doing a pyramid scheme.
This is a comedy
podcast, not an advice podcast.
It's not real. It's not real. I suggest working hard, getting a great education, and just really going for gold at work. For success. That's my legal advice.
I'm sure that'll work. Good luck.
don't sell drugs.
All right, shall I do last question?
Yeah.
All right. I've not read this one. It's a long one. So strap yourself in.
Oh, I didn't read this one, but I saw lots of numbers. I saw lots of money numbers, so I thought this would be good.
Yeah, sure. I have no idea what this is. I'll just go into it. Hopefully it's not harrowing. Question 3. Hello, Zero Degrees. Long time listener, first time caller. Love the podcast and most recently the chats at the start. Oh, thank you. I have a bit of a predicament, but also what I thought might be an interesting comment from your episode about Ravs's watch, specifically about the topic of insuring items such as valuables and collectibles. Mm. I work in home insurance, loss adjusting to be specific, and I have seen crazy amounts of things people collect or pay money for. For a stamp collection worth 15K, or one of my favourites, a claim for a broken sex doll worth £1,500. What? Which they said broke whilst cuddling. Yeah, fucking right, dude. He was fucking clapping those chips. Jesus.
Pegged by a doll.
Pegged by a doll. Just tape it to the wall.
Jesus.
They also sent pictures of it wearing clothes and then the very up close photos of its bits.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Jesus.
More recently, however, one person has claimed for damages to Crown Derby China. This stuff is ridiculously expensive, like £310 for a single dinner plate expensive.
Oh my God.
Of which the customer was claiming for 70 of.
Jeez.
The point I want to bring up is that a lot of people don't realise that they have to specify expensive items on their policy, otherwise insurers won't pay out above a specific limit. The customer also never insured their contents for the correct amount. So by doing this, the customer is claiming 50k worth of china alone, whilst telling the insurance company that they only had 25k worth of contents in the house. So my job is to tell them they aren't covered for the full amount of their claim or potentially about to lose their policy due to declaring these items and paying a much smaller premium. I'm curious what your thoughts are on this, maybe how you would want to be approached to have this conversation, as I am pretty numb to these and can come off a bit harsh. I'm from Glasgow after all. Love the podcast, keep on keeping on. What are you saying? Glaswegian people are a delight. I'm Glaswegian.
You're a fucking nightmare.
I'm a fucking delight.
How the fuck do you get 50 grand's worth of china? Whoa. Like, what the fuck?
310 quid for a dinner plate, mate. Fuck
is this
off.
Maybe, is this like a us being like at the early stages of our life type thing. Do you know what I mean? Is this the shit that you just have when you're like 70?
Oh yeah, very early, very young, very early.
Very nubile people
very
we are.
Very nubile young people. It is a thing, right? You hit a certain age and you suddenly love China. Like yeah. You love going to China.
You know, usually like that. China.
You love going and getting like cutlery and expensive plates and shit from the auction houses and stuff.
I was actually thinking about this like at the weekend. I was like, I wonder what my midlife crisis was going to be. You know, like
£1,000 watch.
My thing's going to be. Well, no, because this is something. I'm not
brutal
one.
Times.
I'm not in my midlife, even though I probably will die by 60. So maybe I am in my midlife. But like, you know, it has to be something weird that you're not into, right? A midlife crisis. It's always like, oh, your dad suddenly really likes motorbikes, or your mum's really into.
I thought it was
Formula
always something
One.
That you wanted to spend money on as a kid, or like as a teenager, young adult, and then you put it off and you didn't do it, and then your midlife crisis is you returning to that to like try and find some inner youth. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, it's why it's like stereotypical guys end up getting like sports cars and stuff, which they wanted when they were in their early 20s, and then they get it when they turn 50, kind of thing.
Who wants China when they're like 13? You know what I mean?
I feel like this isn't a midlife crisis. This is more of a accepting being old, you know? The calmness of being a bit older. What's the stereotypical woman midlife crisis thing to do? Fuck a toy boy?
Oh, Jesus. Wow, okay. Straight there. Jesus, that's not what I expected.
I didn't expect you to say that. I thought you were going to say it like, you know, have another kid or something. Just like, no, just go fuck a very young man of age.
Well, you know what I mean? There's like the stereotype is the guy gets the sports car. What does the woman do? I don't know. What does she do?
Most common women.
Plastic surgery,
I don't know.
That's certainly one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A nip and tuck.
Little tuck here and there.
What is it, Ravs?
I'm looking. I can't find anything. It's all like menopause, changes in weights, fucking.
Ravs' search history is fucking ruined. Yeah. No, what would you think yours would be, Lids?
What would be something that I wanted when
more
I was
cats.
A bit younger? More
you
cats.
You just go
I
revert back, Joan.
No, that's like the older I get, the more cats I get. I think I'd go like traveling the world or something. That'd be my midlife crisis. I'd be like, fuck everything. I'm going to go travel the world for a year and go to like Thailand and stuff like that. That would be my kind of like, death is coming for me. I need to be younger again.
That sentence just hits really different if you say that as a man.
I'm going to Thailand.
I'm just fucking off the world of my responsibilities and going to Thailand. Oh, huh? Wait, what?
Well, you got Thailand.
Was that 50-year-old Harry? What?
Yeah. What streets are you going to, Harry?
I can't say.
Oh, God. Yeah, chat, this isn't a stream. But listeners, do let us know in the YouTube comments or wherever you want to partake, Reddit, that what your midlife crisis do you think it will be or has been?
If you've had one, I want to know.
Is it like crochet and knitting and sewing and...
But those aren't crises.
A crisis is like I think the classic is just literally a dad, you know, starting to try and wear some clothes from their youth, usually a leather jacket or something.
Yes,
and then
dad did that.
Getting a motorcycle.
Yes, that's exactly the kind of shit my dad did when he turned 50. So yeah, it's definitely like trying to be younger rather than doing stuff which makes you old, like appear older.
Yeah. And so which I think bodes badly for me. It feels like I'm just going to go and spend all that money that I was close to spending on Pokemon cards.
You're just going to get Pokemon cards. More. You're going to be a weird 50-year-old who buys Pokemon cards. You're going to be one of the ones that people are warned about, like the weird guy around the corner.
What the fuck, Lydia? What the fuck?
It's not right.
You're going to be the guy
Just ain't right that, Harry. He got these Pokemon cards in his wall.
You're going to be like a 70-year-old man wearing like an Ash Ketchum fucking cosplay with
and
shit.
No, Russ, if I am, then that's great. And I hope I'm happy.
I'm happy,
sure you will be.
Will all be sad for you.
Yeah, so. You'll all be sad and depressed. You're like, he changed. He changed when he turned 40.
That's weird happens, Harry, when he turned 40.
Weird and his brain clicked.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Going back to this, where we've completely gone off piece here. Maybe getting a sex doll is a thing that someone might do, you know? hitting a crisis, get a sex
It's getting
role.
A sex... Do you know what? That's something we've never talked about on here. You know, it's kind of, it's very, it seemed very positively, and it should be, you know, for ladies to get, you know, toys, sex, mm-hmm. sex objects. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to get a sex doll? Is that, because I think society still thinks that's a little bit mentally unhinged.
Yeah, I see what I you feel mean. Like
that's,
a, yeah.
that's like a, that's like almost like a shameful thing. Yeah. In society, right?
Is it still, yeah. are we there? I don't know if I'm there. I'm just posing it.
I'm just curious as I hover over the basket on Amazon.
Look, I've got 5 minutes left I can order and it will still arrive tomorrow.
Just let me know now. I definitely see what you mean. Like,
we all reacted like, oh,
a sex doll. Oh, he fucked it too hard and it's fanny broke. I don't know why. I don't know why, but yeah, there is something sort of cringe and weird associated with sex dolls, but I'm not exactly sure why. Is it because they're just like one of the first kind of old school, like those, you think of those like blow up, Only Fools and Horses blow up dolls,
yeah.
like, and they're just a bit silly?
If you see that at like a fucking stag do or something, then it's like, yeah, that's like for a stag do. But if you go to someone's house and there's like a full silicone modeled, like has wig, clothes, realistic fucking nipples and shit, you're just like, all right, what's going on here?
Yeah,
what's
actually, happening? It does like, it does.
I think it's because the doll is more like replacing human than a toy is like replacing a body part. Do you know what I mean? Like there's something weirdly emotional between that, I think.
Yeah, it definitely gives a sort of flight or fight response in me, and kind of like that is something weird about having a, it's like a synthetic woman with like real life parts and stuff. There's just something very unsettling about it that kind of just creeps me out.
I know, but I'm just concerned that we shouldn't feel like that. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Am I just being judgmental? I think I probably am, but also it does creep me out. I wouldn't want one in my house.
Well, maybe,
I mean, I'm quite scared of dolls, so I wouldn't want one in my house.
Well, maybe it'll become like normal when the next thing comes along. Like, what about when it, like fucking AI sex bots come along? You know, Android fuck machines.
Won't it? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, then you'll be like, oh, he just has a normal one.
That's he just okay. has one that doesn't but,
oh,
talk.
He has a normal one. It's fine.
Yeah.
I guess, like, if it's literally used to have sex with and you don't, like, actually pretend it's your girlfriend and, like, cuddle okay, wait, it on the sofa and stuff, then maybe it's not so bad.
Let's twist it on its head slightly. Let's say it's a male sex doll.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And basically just has, like, a big dildo on it. Does okay. that, but, is that huge still cocker. As weird as the female one?
As I think that still is weird. I think that's still weird to me. If I walk in and I see just that dude sitting there and he's wearing a nice shirt, and I see the fucking monster in his suit pants.
Yeah, it has to be constantly pants. Bricked up. Like there's no, it doesn't like
deflate.
Yeah,
maybe you get modular attachments. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if it's just the part, like you said, like you can literally there are vibrators that look like penises, and you get fleshlights which look like vaginas. Like those exist and they're fine. I think it's just something to do with. Suddenly
it's quite
it
a large object as well. I wonder if the size of the object.
Yeah, it's massive and it has a face and hair and I don't know. Something about it, like you said, it just makes it creepy, like uncanny valley. I can't even fucking say it. Like dull, strange. Something about it just becomes unsettling.
But it's kind of dope that thing exists and can make people happy. Like, yeah, it's a very much like a not hurting anyone type. Weird, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's not hurting anyone else.
No one knows, no one's aware. Don't know. It is weird. It's very interesting that it's still very taboo when lots of other bits of sex are just not taboo at all anymore.
No, they're being rightfully so, a lot less stigmatized. But yeah, this person's apparently cost £1,500, so they probably got a good one.
That is a crazy amount of money. That's a crazy amount of money.
They sent very close up photos.
How does that arrive? Is it like really morbid? Like, does it arrive like chopped up?
Hopefully in a box that doesn't say sex doll. That's just all you're really praying.
Or do you get like a guitar case, like a really long case that it comes in or some shit?
So the Royal Mail delivery man doesn't know what he's delivering you.
Yeah, it must come in parts.
It must come in parts, yeah.
But I bet the Royal Mail guys like know what the sus packages are. They must know,
yeah.
Right? Like, they're probably like, oh, we've had a million of these. We know what this is.
Imagine if, like, it got accidentally delivered to your neighbor and then they opened it thinking it was something for them. Because that's happened before where something's
been... That is nightmare fuel.
That is actual, like, you'd never be able to look them in the eye again. I've had something being delivered to a neighbor and they've started to open it thinking it was theirs. It was just something completely, you know, whatever, like a hairbrush or I don't fucking know. So it didn't matter. But imagine if it had been something really embarrassing. I'd have been fucking mortified. So imagine if... that happened with a sex doll, like your neighbor's like, sorry, I actually opened your package. Like, you'd never be able to look them in the eye again when you get in your post, would you?
So I was intrigued. Sorry, I just had a quick Google.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Google Trends because I was like, are sex dolls on the rise? You know, mm-hmm. are they hotter than they've ever been? Since 2004, sex dolls are up, but actually they really peaked around 2018. That was like big sex doll time. Everyone was very into sex dolls and they're kind of on a decline. They're up year on year from 2004, but they're kind of going away.
I thought they would go up during the pandemic.
The death of the doll.
The death of the doll. I thought, people would
pandemic,
have been lonely
when we find
during
the pandemic,
pandemic
hit.
And got a sex
Not
doll.
Not really. This is in the UK. This is UK specific. Sex dolls bigger in Wales than they are in Scotland or England.
Oh, there we
Welsh
go.
Welsh people, you want to explain that?
Shout out to Wales. Wales, well done.
Sorry, nice. I had to search. I'm going to search dildo as well. Oh, dildos are so much more popular. Dildos are like 10 times more popular than sex dolls.
That doesn't surprise me because I've definitely seen more of like a movement online about like normalizing that kind of stuff. It's definitely being like, I think it used to be this huge taboo, super embarrassing, where now like I see influencers just like marketing them normally, just like, ooh, 10% off using my code. Like, they're definitely being more normalized. So yeah, that doesn't surprise me that the people are like purchasing them more.
I looked up Fleshlight and it's most popular in Scotland.
It's just wraps.
Sad.
It's just wraps.
That's really interesting. It's on average, Fleshlights are kind of about the same as sex dolls, maybe an inch above.
Oh, really? So yeah. Maybe men are less likely to be purchasing stuff for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the comparison is not even fucking close. Like, it's like 10 to 1. Dildos purchased to Fleshlights.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
No, it's interesting.
Yeah. Where have we gone?
Are we advocating? I don't know. I'm confused.
Where are we?
I don't know about dolls, but get yourself a dildo or a Fleshlight, I guess, if you want.
Yeah. Whatever makes you happy.
To answer this question about insurance and
get yourself a Fleshlight
and make sure that you cover it with the correct amount because you might not be able to get your money back if you don't.
Yeah. Don't lie to the insurance company. Be very specific what you bought and where you bought it.
Yeah.
And send pictures. That's and what this pictures. Person I'm sure is saying.
I'm so sorry.
I don't have home insurance or anything though. Like, I don't know.
Oh my God. Raz.
Rent a flat, mate. Like, rent a flat.
You should still have insurance.
I guess I probably should, yeah. But
Can this person offer us a deal? Write in again. Offer us a sick deal.
Offer us a fucking sick deal. Hook us up. I have to catalogue all my shit and he's going to know. Why has Raz got the peg bot 9,000?
He's like, I understand why Harry was asking so much about sex doll. 25 sex dolls.
This man is 50k worth of sex dolls. And they all got broken while he was cuddling them.
They're all listed as broken but still insured.
Oh,
fuck's sake. All right, that is more than enough today. Jesus.
That's enough.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Thank you for listening, though. Thank you for hanging out with us. Hope you've enjoyed this one. Some more questions. Bit of questions, guys. Podcasting again.
Yeah, give us more questions.
More questions.
We're recording like twice a week now, so we need more. Give us more. Feed us.
More.
Give us questions. Send them in.
Do it.
The pickaxe. What?
Bigx.uk /0degrees. Just go to Bigx.uk. All the links are there. Or in the description. You'll be able to find it very easily. It's not.
Hell yeah.
Not hard.
And special shout out to our patrons. Thank you for giving me alerts on my phone and for sending in lovely questions.
We love you. Thank you.
We love you. Patreon.com/0degrees. Mwah.
And find the person who made the bingo board. Make sure to check it out. Very funny.
Play along.
There'll be bingo. Like, maybe you let us know.
Yeah, let us know if you got if there was a bingo.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. Bye.